There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, The Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000 and receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSiN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. One of the best in the business, Jeff Seely, joins us every Wednesday to talk golf. Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, cutmakerpod.com. Listen to the podcast and join Telegram to get all the plays when he sends those out every single round. You ever been part of a 8-way tie in the first round? You had Varner and other guys. What'd you think of that surreal piece of theater?
Yeah, it was crazy, guys. I gave out Varner and Webb on the show, and then on the Telegram channel, I gave out Patrick Reed. So I ended up having 3 of the 8 first round leaders. And I'd never been a part of that before. I ended up averaging about 4.5 to 1 on my money on those plays. But obviously I would have traded it in for one of them being the solo leader, but beggars can't be choosers, I guess. And I'll take a 4.5 to 1 over a loss, I suppose. But no, what a crazy result. And honestly, guys, I would not be surprised to see multiple first round leaders this week as well, as I think scoring will be relatively low.
How about Varner though, in the back stretch? I can't believe what I had to shut the TV off, Jeff.
I mean, honestly, like the next question is, how do you get up off the mat after that?
Yeah,
right. I mean, it reminded me of me out there. I felt like I had empathy for the guy, because I mean, I remember once my club championship, I had like a 14 on a hole, and I just like, I mean, it's a tough scene, and that was really, really hard to watch. Harder to watch when you have a good ticket on it. It was brutal.
What do you want to do with the match today? It's out here in Vegas at the Wynn Golf Course, the same golf course when DeChambeau took on Koepka, and Rodgers and Brady are $1.80 against Mahomes and Allen.
Yeah, I mean, how do you not take the dog in one of these matches, right? I mean, I feel like it's a coin flip. Let's just say Brady and Rodgers are a little better. It's still in these kind of events, for all intents and purposes, it's a coin flip. And even if Mahomes and Allen are, you know, 60-40, if you can get plus 150, which I'm sure you can, I think that's a good bet for sure. I mean, I would never lay 180 on a true gimmick match like that. I'd take the dog every time.
Okay. So get into the Memorial here, if you don't mind. Tell us a little bit about the course and some of the guys, maybe the shortest shots on the board that you're going to go to battle with this week, Jeff.
So, guys, we're at Muirfield Village, which is a 7,500-yard par 72, one of the most iconic courses on tour. The guys have been coming to here for years. So everybody knows this course. And if there's one thing we know, is that this is a true long iron specialist track. This is the reason guys like Justin Thomas and Colin Morikawa have had success here. The number one stat I look at by a mile is approach from over 200 yards. There's 30% more shots from 200 yards plus on this event than the tour average. So that I highly weight in the model, and that's probably the primary thing I'm looking at this week. And we all know last year, famously, John Rahm had a six-shot lead. John Rahm, tremendous long iron player, goes without saying. Six-shot lead before he was forced to withdraw with COVID. Then we saw Cantlay and Morikawa play in the shootout, and Cantlay ultimately winning. I can't go back to the well on Rahm just because the price is so short. I'm not going to take a single digit, anybody's for single digits in this super strong field. But that said, it's interesting. This is, I believe, the sixth highest purse on the PGA Tour last year, and the winner, PGA Tour this year, and the winner gets half of what the winner of the LIV event will get. That is really, really fascinating.
What do you think of that? And some big names. Phil Mickelson, yeah. Not among them, one of them.
Yeah, I mean, DJ is the ultimate, right? I mean, DJ is the ultimate, snub. And somebody said this on Twitter, and I thought it was a great take. Like, the PGA Tour bluffed, and DJ called their bluff with the nuts. I mean, I cannot see a world where they ban Dustin Johnson. I mean, look, Kevin Na is a big name. Kevin Na has 5 PGA Tour wins, won a tour event last year. Kevin Na's on the list. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be fascinating how this unfolds, but $4 million to first, like, there's a lot of reasons to go check that out. So anyway, back to the plays. I mentioned Colin Morikawa earlier. He's 18-1 this week on DraftKings. I played him, just a really good price in this caliber player. Morikawa is not in great form, but there's no better long iron player on tour than Morikawa, and his success here speaks for itself. This is just kind of one of those don't overthink the plays for me at this price. I played Joaquin Niemann at 45-1. I like him as a first round leader play as well. He's a top 10. He has a top 10 to his name here and comes in with very good form. In his last 8 events, Niemann has a win and 5 more top 25s. So tremendous form. Another very good price for a guy who we've seen can get hot with his irons. He's gained putting in 3 of his 4 trips here. So if he can dial up the combination of obviously hot irons and solid putter this week, could be a very good week for Niemann. Max Homa, I like. He's a top 20 in both putting and approach in the short-term form. He's finished 6th here last year, gaining with both the irons and his putter. Homa's last 3 weeks have been 23rd, 13th, and 1st. So his form is super strong coming in. I would not be surprised at all if Homa finds another win here and takes home the $2 million for first.
Okay, let's go with some bombers then this week. Are you going to be – you tweeted out last week, I think when he got to 7-under, Patrick Reed's going to win this tournament, and I know you're going to catch hell, and you did already, from Matt Youmans, who can't stand Pat Reed. Are you on Mr. Reed again this week?
Absolutely, guys. Absolutely. I played him at 100-1 last – he was 100-1 last week. I mean, he's 65-1 this week, and shout out to Matt Youmans' favorite golfer. I mean, love him or hate him, you can't deny that Patrick Reed is a force to be reckoned with on the PGA Tour when he is in form. There is no better short game, and that is critical this week, guys, because even the best players from over 200 yards are going to miss some greens. So you've got to be able to get up and down from just off the green, and there is nobody better on tour. There's some players close, but nobody better getting up and down than Patrick Reed. He finished 7th at the Charles Schwab last week, as I mentioned. He's averaged gaining 4 strokes on approach in his last 2 weeks. He finished 5th here last year. And that definitely feels like a fantastic buy low spot on Patrick Reed at 65-1.
How about the bomb of the week?
Bomb of the week, guys. First round leader play. I play all these guys first round leader, as I always say. But this one, 80-1 to win, 71-1 first round leader, Aaron Wise. His irons are on fire, having gained an average of 3 strokes on approach in 6 of his last 7 tournaments. Plus, putting has not been great lately. He did gain strokes putting here last year, en route to a top 10 finish. I believe he finished 9th. We're getting a guy 80-1 who finished 9th here last year, a 70-1 first-round leader. Terrific bomb play. Love Aaron Wise as a gamble this week.
Okay, get Telegram for more first-round leaders and the Cutmaker podcast, Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter. We're a couple of weeks away in Massachusetts for the U.S. Open. How many U.S. Open bets have you made?
You know, honestly, I've only made one, and I'm still kind of I just made a bomb flyer bet on Harris English because I want to get ahead of him before he gets in form. I'm going to look at some other guys because we've talked about it before. The weeks like this are way better fields to bet into than some of the majors. Although I'll be continuing to look for some bomb flyers here over the next few weeks.
Okay, very good. Again, Cutmaker Jeff on Twitter, and that's also the name of the podcast as well. Thanks, pal. Good luck this week.
Thanks, fellas. Take care.
All right. Yeah. Good fun. LIV Golf Field next week, London. DJ Sergio, Kevin Na, Lee Westwood, Slippery Louie, Oosthuizen, Keimer, Schwartzel, McDowell, Taylor Gooch, not listed, Phil Mickelson. And DJ, he has a deal with the RBC, right? And so he's skipping that tournament.
He is.
What?
Is he going to catch, is it holy hell coming up for DJ then? Or does he get a pass? I will say this. It is another tournament to bet on.
Well, you can look at it that way, yes.
Well, that's the way that I would approach it, sure. I mean, watching it will be a different thing. Different time zones won't be probably easy for us over here. But if guys like Jeff are going to be on and Matt Youmans pick their brains, see who they like, what makes some sense, other people, then sure, why not? Get down a couple of shekels on this thing.
What do you think today? Now, I reached out to Jeff Davis.
This is tough. Okay,
now, Jeff Davis
good.
Said everything he's reading and hearing is Allen is the worst of the four, which then I would have to disagree and go lean with the favorites then. If Allen's the worst of the four, how good is Mahomes? And we know Rodgers is pretty good.
Well, I mean, last year the story of the match that we got was the putting by Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
He was absurd out there on the greens. He was dropping 15-footers like it was nothing. It was actually, he was kind of laughing on the course, if I recall correctly. By the way, not for nothing, I wish it was kind of at a course like that again this year. How they went to the mountains of Montana, played the middle of nowhere to give us that showcase. Here we can see what the wind looks like, and we drive by it every day of the week.
Yeah.
I want to see something else. It's a really nice course, yeah.
Yes. There's a house special at Bet Rivers. If Mahomes and Allen win, and the Bills or Chiefs win the Super Bowl, it's boosted to 10-1.
Well, maybe take a flyer on that. Don't you think this has a chance to be some really bad TV tonight?
Yes.
If one or two of the guys, what if Mahomes and Allen go off the rails?
Well, we know Brady is he's a bad golfer.
Yes,
so
he is.
So if Allen's worse though,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about Mahomes' game. But how are they going to win this then? If Allen's worse than Brady,
right? If he's shanking it like 50 yards to the left or right every single time he's out there, that's not going to be fun to watch.
Yeah,
be pretty rough actually. But
Jesus, Mickelson, what? Boy, when are we going to see him again?
That's
who's done damage to their brand that fast, just like that, you know? And there'll be more books coming out
in recent years. He's got to be very top of the list, you know. All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Top five, bottom five is up next. They are good, probably really good, but again, we'll point out and give you some perspective on the schedule so far. And believe it or not, when you look at these division standings again, to see the team at the very top and who they've played, and then look at the team who's now getting hot because of the competition, yeah, never forget to look at that. Remaining schedules and SOS, we'll break that down for you coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worried he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Ben Hayes, one of the top experts at Winners and Whiners, is off to a good start in the NBA playoffs, but now he's going to Major League Baseball for a free play today. He likes the card, and he's giving it to you for free. Text VSEN to 320-350-3500. Text VSEN 320-350-3500. Ben Hayes in Major League Baseball. And great write-ups, as always, on Winners and Whiners. Game previews every single sport.
Okay, so we talked about freezing the standings here on June 1st. Like, what's going to change in Major League Baseball between now and the end of the year? Before we get to top teams ROI, I wanted to point this out because we said how the Yankees, you know, they're off to such a great start this year, have that lead in the American League East. The pitching's been great. We had Blue Jays play-by-play voice, Dan Shulman, on the show on Monday, and he was terrific talking about the Blue Jays schedule and how difficult it's been so far, and the Yankee schedule has not been difficult. Well, if you look right now, the remaining SOS, and thanks to Michael for sending this over as well, the Yankees have the fifth hardest schedule for the rest of the year. The Blue Jays have the easiest schedule for the rest of the year. For the next 4 months, easiest schedule. Right. In the National League West, the Dodgers have the number one most difficult schedule for the rest of the year. Padres and Giants, middle of the pack.
Mm.
So that ties into how many teams they have played below 500 so far through May 31st.
Good news for the Padres. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The updated odds to win the division at Bet Rivers, Houston 330. Yankees $2.40, Brewers $4, Mets $3, Dodgers $3.30. Burns is plus +325 to win the Cy Young, and Rodon is 8-1.
Rodon's been struggling here.
He goes today. Yep, you have to like the Giants.
Okay, so we can run down the best over and under teams to this point in baseball on the season. Try to do this every single week. The Braves are the best team to the over so far. They are 28-19-3. They're hitting at a 59.6% clip if you're betting the Braves to go over every one of their games. The Giants are number two. How about that? 27-20-1 to the over on the year, 57.5%, the same number as the Reds. If you would ask me without looking who the best team to the over was before today's show, I would have guessed the Reds were the best team to the over. Played an under last night, 2-1. Castillo was really good. So maybe this is going to be something for him.
They've been good. They're like the only two teams have a better record going back the last
weeks.
So now I'm going to lose that under 67 season win total bet. They had 100 losses written all over them, and now they're on pace to. KC is 26-20-2 to the over. The Phillies are 27-21-2. What a mess they are. They're such a bad baseball team.
Yep.
And the Mets, the same record, 27-21 with three pushes. Your bet. Now, this is where it's really good. The best teams to the under. Now, I remember we were both like, what? Are you kidding me with the Astros last week?
I forgot about this. It continues.
They are, Paul, they're 38-12 to the under. That's 76%.
Yeah, open 7, bet down to 6.5 last night. No problem. Yeah, no problem.
3-1 final score again.
Yep. And you got Verlander going today, and he's off a bad start against Seattle.
Yeah. The Tigers are 31-16-2 to the under. That's 66%. Pittsburgh 25-17-6. The Orioles are 29-20-2 to the under. A's are 27-20-5. They are hitting at basically 58% to the under. Same thing with the Blue Jays and the Padres with similar records on the year.
Urias, Valdez, and Perez, 8-2 to the under. Verlander and Manea, 8-1 to the under. And last night, Morton, 9-1 to the over so far. All of his starts, but one have gone over. Sensatella, 7-0 to the over. Cobb, 7-1. Molly, 9-2 to the over. Individual pitchers.
Okay.
Most profitable, your guy Blackburn. Look at this, up 9 units and change. Only lost once. A's have lost one of his starts.
That was it. That was 2 days ago.
Yep.
Against the Astros.
Same thing with Musgrove. Padre, the Friars are 8-1 in games started by Musgrove. He's number 2. Gallen, number 3. Up over 6 units on Gallen. What? I can't get over Arizona. 110 losses last year. Fighting hard, playing
hard. Yes,
they are. Right there around 500. And you got Rasmussen and Webb in there, and then the Perez story, too. He's up 5 units as well with top ROI for pitchers. I mean, the worst. This is what's going on in Washington. I can't believe it. They lost again. Corbin started. They've lost 10 of his 11 starts, and it's 1-9 with Adon. So two pitchers combined, you're 2-19 in their starts.
Ugh.
Think about that. And Frankie Bag of Donuts, he went yesterday. They're 2-9 with his starts. And Nola goes today. The Phillies are 2-8 in games started by Nola. Lunacy.
Is he going to be in the rotation for the entire year?
Nola? Oh, come on.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you meant, I thought you were still talking about Corbin for a second.
No, Corbin, no.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, Nola, and Nola goes today. His strikeouts lately, by the way, I have that here. Again, he's in the mix to lead the league in strikeouts. He's been on, I think it's like last 3 starts, 10, 9, and 8 Ks, striking out everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that, it's a team thing. You can't control run support, too, but some of this stuff is just staggering. Most profitable in Major League Baseball. No surprise it's the Mets. Doesn't matter who's hurt. 10.5 game lead, you haven't had DeGrom. And Scherzer's hurt, too, up 12 units and change on the Mets. Yankees number 2, followed by the Astros, the Padres, and there's the Diamondbacks. They were number 1 a couple weeks ago. Then they had a little bit of a losing streak, but now back-to-back wins against the Braves. And I'll tell you, the Reds have turned things around, too. Remember, the Reds were at the bottom, number 1 with a bullet. They were, like, down 14 units not that long ago. But the Royals, down almost 14 units on the season. Braves, number 2, down 11 and change. Phillies, Marlins, and the Reds, least profitable MLB teams.
The Marlins have had a lot of bad luck this year. They've lost so many one-run games. Part of their problems.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about the best road teams in Major League Baseball? Just to win and lose, the Dodgers are the best road team in baseball. They're 18-9 so far on the road. The Yankees are 16-8 on the road. Padres are 17-9, and your Mets are 16-9. Best home teams, well, this will tie into the Yankees' overall
Yankees
record, right?
Yep.
Mentioned how they're the second best road team.
Consistent.
They are the number 1 home team, 18-7. Astros 14-6 at home. Same with the Brewers, and the Mets 18-8 at home. Dodgers 15-7 now, but again, this story with the Dodgers here. Losing again last night. Gigantic favorites, as they are one more time today against Quintana for the Pirates, but this is just 41 of the 48 games have been against teams under 500.
I like the Pirates again. Quintana shut them down already. He's had good numbers, and who knows about Mr. White. The Dodgers laying 240. Yep. I like the Giants again with Rodon. I like, I want to fade Hunter Green, who's only had one good start the whole year.
Yeah, he's a huge dog today.
Yeah. Yeah. You got like $2 with Whitlock, but, Ryu, should Ryu be favored? I know they're playing well. Against Kopech? Ryu's got bad numbers.
Yeah, he has not. He's been far from great so far this year.
But it's chalky. But if you want to take the plus price with two run lines, Cortez against the Angels, who have now dropped six in a row in the numbers. Cortez, great numbers this year. Especially at home. Plus price on the run line. And Verlander off a bad start against Irvin and the A's. He is, he's $1.15 if you want to lay the run line with the Astros.
I'll run down some strikeout numbers for probable pitchers today in the month of May. Skubal has been very good for the Tigers. In May, 5-5, 11, 5-9. Robbie Ray, don't look now, strikeout numbers are still very good. 10-8, 9, 10-5 in the month of May. Cortez, you just talked about, he struck out 5-7-7, 11. Did have a game with three in the month. Nola, like I said, 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6. Now, Rodon is somebody to watch here today because in April, in his game started, he struck out 12, 9, 8, and 9. In May, it's been 2, 6, 3, 12, and 3. So the strikeouts have been down significantly here for Carlos Rodon now in the month of May. Got off to such a great start. I have him at 50-1 to lead league in Ks. All of a sudden, bye-bye.
Yep. Second choice of Bet Rivers to win the Cy Young.
That's too low.
Yeah?
That's too low on him.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he should be second. The VSiN Summer Special is here for only $39. You're going to get everything VSiN has to offer from now until the end of July. The next few months, they're going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com. And if you subscribe, you will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball best bets, Jonathan Von Tobel, best bets all the way through the NBA Finals, and Annie McNeil, on the ice through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Lots of NFL preseason coverage as well. And best bets, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, and use of our betting tools and a live stream video, whenever you want it, the cost is only $39 to be a subscriber through July 31st. All you have to do is go and sign up at vsin.com/summer. That's vsin.com/summer. We'll go NHL. Coming up next, Colby Armstrong on the show, Sportsnet and TNT. Adjustments are always made in a seven-game series, but how is Game 2 of Colorado-Edmonton much different than last night?
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. And this week, new customers can bet $5 on any MLB market and get $150 no matter what. The code is VSiN to use when you sign up. That easy, VSiN. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or 877-8-HOPE-NY. DraftKings.com for full details.
All right, let's talk some National Hockey League here, shall we, Paulie? Colby Armstrong is kind enough to join us here earlier this morning, calls all the Penguins games on AT&T Sportsnet, radio network as well, and also on TNT. Colby, thanks for the time today. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah,
you got it.
Let's start with this. So we all kind of thought the Western Conference Finals, like that series was going to play out, maybe not exactly like it did last night. I mean, 8-6, all those goals. But we thought it was going to be high-octane, a lot of goals, and we certainly got that. Typically, in a seven-game series, these teams are going to make adjustments, and it's not going to be that nuts. But, like, with the banged-up goalies now, Mike Smith no good again last night, Kemper, you know, injured. What's going to change?
Yeah, I like, this is a tale of two different series from the difference of the East to the West, right? Like, I think there's good players in the East, but nothing compared to the star power in these two teams. You know, you look up and down, especially the, you know, the top guys with McDavid and McKinnon. That is just, like, that was everything we'd hoped for, I think. Like, how is the NHL winning so big right now? If you're not watching NHL hockey, like, you're missing out so big on these playoffs. Like, every series, every round, every game has been electric, whether, you know, it's a shorter series or not, the games have usually been really, really good. And this one last night, I mean, are you, Are you kidding me? I couldn't even believe it. So I think the goaltending is obviously a big question mark in this series. I think Mike Smith is a battler and a guy that, you know, you never know what you're going to get. That's for sure with the way he plays the puck or doesn't play the puck. But I think with Kemper and Smith coming in the series with all the star power and the, you know, the speed and transition game and ability to score and power plays, that this was going to be high scoring. I think the regular season deemed otherwise. Am I wrong? What was their games like during the regular season? I think they were fairly close, kind of low scoring for the most part. And last night was just completely off the rails. And guys, they only scored a power play goal each.
Yeah, that's
one
right.
goal each on the. Like, I mean, it's absolutely insane. I thought we were going to get overtime last night. I was hoping for overtime. It was that good. It was that crazy. It was goals like crazy. And the big question mark now, once again, is still the goaltending situation. I don't know. We saw Kemper can't come back.
Yeah, I know.
Upper body injury. I thought the two guys that came in played fairly well, too. So who knows? Maybe it works out for them.
this firepower with Edmonton. And, you know, it's all the talk about McDavid and Draisaitl. Hyman scored 6 games in a row, and Kane scores almost every game now.
Yes, Kane has 13 goals in 13 games in the playoffs.
Jesus.
Like, I know, it's just incredible the clip that he's scoring at and how important he's been. But both of those guys are guys that they've got and brought into. So for the Oilers team, right, like skill, you know, we don't have much of these other. So they went and got these intangible, you know, peripheral pieces that are really, really good that add physicality, net front presence, you know, big body. Style to kind of complement those skill guys. So they did a good job, and those two guys in particular are a big reason why they're where they're at right now. Don't get me wrong. Like, yep. McDavid and Draisaitl are crazy, but to have guys like that definitely helped.
Tinfoil hat guy was out yesterday on social media with the offsides call. They don't want Canada in the cup and all this, but what did you think of the offsides call?
Did you see his other tweets about the Coleman goal kick in thing? Maybe he wasn't, I don't know. Those were two Canadian teams playing against each other, I guess. I don't know. He must have been short circuiting after that one. But I thought they got it right. Look, it's when the player has to check up to get back onside, his skate has to be down to get back across. The puck carrier cannot touch the puck on the other side of the blue line. So he just happens to bump the puck ahead and does not touch the puck until Nichushkin is actually is touched up. So Makar, really lucky. I was thinking at the time, oh my God, way too fast. Then when I watched it the first time, I go, no, that's right. They're going to say maybe it's a good goal just because of the fact he did not touch the puck, but it was so close to the line. So as the puck crosses the line, he doesn't touch the puck. Nichushkin skate checks up on the ice and then he touched the puck. So although it does look like it was offside, which it does by the rule and not touching the puck, Makar saved himself and the goal worked out.
By the way, for the record,
right.
Yep, here are the scores in the regular season. 3-2, 2-1. They did play a 6-3 game in the latter part of April. I will ask you this. What would be more surprising to you, Colby, if one of these two teams in the Western Conference Finals got shut out in this series, or if Tampa and the Rangers played an 8-6 game?
8-6 game with Tampa and the Rangers, I think. That would surprise me way more. And just because of the goaltenders, right? Shesterkin, Vasilevsky, they've been so good. They've been rock solid. These teams block shots like mad. They're more defensive. Really totally different feel. Do I think they have guys that can score goals? Yeah, I do. I still think they have, you know, some star power and some ability for sure. But when you're dealing with the likes of the goaltenders that they are, that are from another dimension with those two teams, it'll be way more surprising to see a high-scoring game.
This run by Vasilevsky, and it's just as a team defensively, what they did to shut down Florida and allowed 3 goals in the whole series. They've allowed 4 goals in the last 5 games. How do the Rangers score 5-on-5? I don't see it.
I don't know. Like, the only thing you can hope early in this series is what has it been now, 9 days for Tampa Bay?
Yes. Yeah.
For your gambling people, 9 days of rest. Is that a weapon or is that, you know, too much time? I tend to think that that's like a lot of time to not play a game.
No, I'm with you. Yeah.
So I think it's going to take a bit for their machine to kind of get warmed up and get going again. And it could be tough for them at the start of the series, at least maybe the first half of the first game for sure. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, the initial question is what with the goaltending? Sorry, I forgot. I was like, geez, this is like nine games, a lot of time off.
If the Rangers can score 5-on-5.
Yeah, I think they can. I think they've been really good in transition. I think they've, you know, shown that they can play that speed kind of game. And, you know, for Tampa, I think, you know, they're really good at, they can lock it down and they have guys that can buy in. They have a team system that can buy in to close the door. And if Vasilevsky's on, it changes the game completely. It's insane what he can do for the team. So it won't be as easy, I think, for them in transition. Off the rush and, you know, possessing pucks long-term in the offensive zone, just because they have the manpower to kill plays quick defensively. And they have guys that block shots like crazy. And, you know, they've got Hedman back there too. And some guys back there, McDonough and others that can, you know, that can handle, you know, speed off the rush fairly well. Mm-hmm. Like they're pretty good at that. And I think when you look at the Rangers, right, it's, you know, the way that they've been playing, the way they've been going, and the guys that do score for them, a lot of it is with their speed. A lot of it's just with their speed off the rush 5-on-5. So it'll be interesting to see. I think a lot of people, and I've done it already too, and rightly so. I mean, the Penguins had them on the ropes down 3-1, up by 2 goals in a couple games with 5-on-3s. And, you know, they've managed to survive. The same against Carolina. They were down again and managed to survive elimination games. I've counted them out all the way. I don't know. Are they going to surprise me again? I don't know what to think about them right now. I'm just like, they just keep getting it done.
Well, that's the thing. Like, here we are on game day. I haven't heard one person make the case and say the Rangers are going to win the series.
No, I don't think you'll hear it. It's tough to get. Everyone's scared to bet against Tampa.
Right. When you played, what was your per diem? And what kind of envelope would they hand you before a road trip?
I think it was $90. Per day, I might be wrong. $95 per day.
Wow.
And so yeah, go on the road. That's the road trip. Yeah, that's what you get per day to spend. So it was great. Especially now, you still get it. But guess what? They have, like, you know, a lot of these teams have like the team breakfast in the morning, then lunch, and then like you play the game. So you get free $95. You don't even have to like go try to find food or dinner. You might get a coffee before the game that you're paying for. That's about it. But everything else is already set up for you and planned. Everything's set up and planned nowadays for these guys. It's crazy. Like, you know what I love? Now they have like chefs at the rink and everything and all this stuff. And you come to the rink, you don't eat breakfast. You get there, there's like breakfast made. Then you get off, there's lunch made. I miss like going, breakfast is fine. Like, let me go with the boys for some lunch.
Sure.
You know, like let me get out of the room and hang out with the fellas a bit and, you know, have some laughs and just be out of that space, you know, but they're locked into the room the entire time now. It's just, when they started doing that near the end of my career, I missed going hanging out with the boys, like going to a burrito joint and getting something, you know, and like being normal, you know, being a little normal.
Yeah. It sounds a little too regimented nowadays. You can follow him on Twitter. He is at @armdog, Colby Armstrong. Boy, great talking to you today, Colby. Enjoy the game tonight.
Yeah, thanks. Good talking to you guys this morning. I appreciate it. Yeah, enjoy the game. Every game's crazy. Thanks. Yep. I'm going to be loving it. It'll be great.
Very cool. Yep. Last night was so good. Tonight should be pretty... It's going to be the exact opposite, you would think, but still equally dramatic.
Well, he's exactly right. How do you go against Tampa? You won 10 in a row.
I have not heard
10 series in a row.
I haven't heard a single person make the case for the Rangers. We will run down some of the latest Benny numbers on this sport and how books adjusted for Game 2 coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos
to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
You're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams. Bet Rivers, as you covered, they've launched a series of CityCast designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. You know, a couple good points from Colby, too, about the lack of power play goals, and yet an 8-6 game, and one team sat on the lead in the third period.
When it was 7-3, that's all they did.
Yeah.
They wanted to get out of the arena.
Yeah.
And go home.
Yep, again. And that didn't work out in Game 5 against St. Louis. I don't know why they do that. Attack, attack, attack. But you didn't see a big adjustment. You see now 7 is the Game 2 total tomorrow and over 130 and something. Well, I mean, I don't see what's going to change. And now you might have a backup goalie for Colorado.
So Mike Smith was also very bad against Calgary and, as you said, yep, the Kings as well.
He's been bad in Game 1s, period.
Game 1s, right. And he adjusted, and they turned into the better team midway through Game 2 of that series against the Flames. I don't think Mike Smith is going to be as bad as he was last night for the entire series. If he can go out there and in spurts give you good moments or good games, why can the Oilers not be live here? If you told me right now that he's going to allow, yeah, 2, maybe 3 goals in Game 2, the Oilers against a backup goalie can't win that game?
I don't know. I watched that game. I don't know how you're going to hold Colorado under 3.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have so many chances.
I mean, 5-3, it goes over. That's not even, based on what happened last night, that's like a ho-hum, no big deal. It's also chances and opportunities, what you had. The first period was crack. It was crazy.
And the second period, I thought, was better.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, 47 shots a goal. You know what last night was? I kept thinking about this throughout the entire game. Last night was the Kansas City Chiefs in the first year or two with Patrick Mahomes when they had a terrible defense, and they played that game against the Rams.
Yeah.
That's what last night was. And I think if those two teams in the NFL played like seven times in a seven-game series, now that was nuts. That was like 54-51. But every game would have been 37-33. Because it was Mahomes and that offense with those weapons and zero defense. That's what last night was.
Yeah, the game went over 4 minutes into the second period. And how'd you like over 1.5 in the first period? BTTS, I mean, the goal in the first five just missed by 4 seconds. But
how about two goals in the first 10?
Yeah, that's another good problem.
Or over a goal and a half in the first 10, yeah.
Fifth game conference finals where 13 or more goals were scored in history. Edmonton was involved in the previous four. It's the first time in a playoff game, conference final, both teams had 6-plus goals, and they used multiple goalies. Look at that. Right? And everything.
Oilers everything. Involved in the previous four.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah. That's why I couldn't believe Gretzky between intermission. Well, I don't know. Can you win a title doing this? I mean, you played a 10-8 game. You did. That was a regular occurrence when you played Calgary every year in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You blew a 5-goal third-period lead against Los Angeles.
So feedback that we've gotten so far today on the show, ftm@vsin.com is email. People are pointing out that what Gretzky meant by that is, can you play that way against Tampa Bay potentially and win the Stanley Cup? Like, that's what he was trying to say. I mean, if that's what he was trying to say, then...
Well, it's also a different ballgame comparing Colorado to Florida. I mean, I would trust Colorado and just so much speed and talent that they have. Because Florida struggled, too, against Washington.
Oh, did you...
Mike Palm pointed out, but that's...
How about that nugget by our buddy Eddie Olczyk on the broadcast last night? The highest scoring series ever for most combined goals is 69. They had 14 last night. If this is a lengthy series... This can't go and touch 70 goals?
Eddie had a great line. The goals against with these goalies are going to be like gas prices. What he said. Eddie was on it last night.
Yeah, he was.
Eddie
really
was fantastic. Right. But that's like the props. I mean, just you were on it with Hyman. He scored 6 games in a row. Got to go back to Esa Tikkanen in 1990 with the Oilers. What Kane has done with 13 goals in 13 games. Draisaitl, McDavid. I mean, plus 120 to score. These guys are going to have to be laying a price by the time this is all said and done. And Chad Anders is right, our friend in Denver. Are you going to see plus money again with both teams to score in the first period? That was plus 135.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 460 here with the alt over 9.5. Oh, it's a bonanza.
Okay, so Circa Sports yesterday, when we were on the air, the total was 6.5. The over was minus 135. They immediately went to 7 last night, minus 125 for game 2. I do see a 7.5 on the board.
It should be.
At Boyd Gaming here in Las Vegas, there was a 7.5. The under is minus 140. The over they have at plus 114 on the juice.
I don't want the under. No way.
Are you going to look at alternate overs then again?
Yeah. Plus 460. Come on.
How about the...
Plus 430 to get to 10.
Now how about the question I threw at Colby Armstrong? I'll ask you.
Same answer.
What's more surprising? 8-6 Tampa Bay Rangers... Or one of these two teams gets shut out in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, 8-6. The goalies are too good in this series. Igor's been great. And I don't know how you saw Vasilevsky. The Florida, the 3 goals in the whole series. 4 goals allowed in his last 5 games. Ridiculous. Now, he's right about the rust factor. You've been off for 9 days. That could be big. But I keep going back to how were the Rangers going to score 5-on-5? 32% power play in the playoffs, top 5 in the regular season, but Tampa's kill is 88%. And Igor is hot, too. They've won 6 in a row at home, 5 in a row and facing elimination. But how do you go against the Lightning? 10 straight series and going for the three-peat. The record, the Islanders. They went to 5 straight cups, won 4 of them on their way to winning 19 straight series.
Okay, I don't like to do these bets. If I do, it's for pizza money and entertainment purposes basically only, or to be entertained with like a $10 or a $20 bet. How about some exact score prices here in this game tonight? If you're expecting low, a low-scoring series, how about Tampa Bay 1-0, 85-1? The Rangers 1-0 is 90-1. If the other team pulls the goalie, you can get Tampa Bay 2-0 at 47-1. Rangers 2-0 is 50-0, 50-1, I'm sorry. And like Tampa Bay, 2-1 for a final score is 27-1.
I was looking at that. 2-1, 3-1. 25-1, 28-1, 3-1, 22-1, 24-1. That's a sweet spot. But the total's only 5.5 for the game. 5.5, not much with the juice. The first period, 1.5. I can't believe it. William Hill, no goal first five is minus 230. It's 280 at Bet Rivers. Rangers team total 2.5 under -120. Shutout +540. Some of this stuff doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, I think the whole thing's going to be low scoring.
You want to get creative? You want to go a scoreless tie in regulation at 100-1? Goes to overtime with no score? How about we go to overtime tied at 118-1?
That's only 18-1?
Tied at 1-1? 1-1, yeah, to go to overtime.
Well, I'll get creative. Put up, will Igor or will a goalie have an assist? Igor had 2 assists in the game 6 win. I think he had an assist in a couple of the Pittsburgh games, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't believe this. I mean, what this turnaround was and how bad they looked against Pittsburgh, and Colby nailed it. I mean, they were dead and buried multiple times in that series, and now they're 4 wins away from going to the Cup. But the Garden will be rocking. Ooh, it'll be great.
Oh, it's going to be on fire.
They were rebuilding, but they, you know, they what, won Cups in 85 years or whatever, 94? But to be down 3-1, you give up 7 goals in back-to-back games. You're down multiple goals in Game 5 and 6, and you lose it in the third period of Game 7. Win them all. And
will it change your opinion of the series if the Rangers take Game 1 tonight?
It depends what happens.
Because you know Tampa Bay off of a loss.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, that's the best thing going in sports, right?
They're
6-8. What are we at, 18 in a row now?
I believe that's the number,
18 in a row, a playoff loss?
Yep.
But I could see the rust, right? And I could see Igor playing well.
The key here is how they're gonna call this series. What if it's tight?
Right.
What if the Lightning get whistled for a couple of penalties right away, and this lethal power play gets a chance for the Rangers, and they can stick one or two in against that? That's how they're gonna have to do it. You sound pretty convinced, and so did Colby, that the 5-on-5 probably is not going to be there at all.
Not happen.
Yeah.
And yet the series price is only $1.70, and you haven't heard one person make the case for the Rangers. It's hard to make the case for the Rangers.
Well, I have.
How do you go against him?
Not a single person.
You keep winning. You cash every ticket. Boy, what could have been with the Leafs? Oh, after what they did to Florida, I keep coming back to that.
Yep.
Right?
I wanted to make that point during Game 7 against Tampa Bay.
Yeah. Well, they sweep again 7-1. It was 17-1 against Florida.
It was 17-1.
Yep. The sweep. Lightning in 5 is 5-1 here. Lightning in 6, 3-1. Lightning in 7, 5-1. You want to get crazy? Rangers to get out the broom, 20-1. Rangers in 5, 9-1. Rangers in 6 plus 750. $1.20 the game 1 price.
Are you going to look to play under 4.5 tonight?
Yeah, I'll do that too. Yeah. That's the other thing. Don't take penalties, one, but don't take stupid penalties. And that's what Carolina was doing.
What do you see a price on that?
You saw that with the alt?
Under 4.5.
I think it's plus 230.
Is it still that high?
Yeah.
When it's 5.5 and the under is $1.40?
Well, could you believe the price on the over 9.5 last night?
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's not $1.40 to the under. I was looking at something else.
What's that? The alt under 4.5?
I'm sorry. We're all over the map. It's 5.5 under -115 at most spots.
Yeah. The alt 4.5 plus 230.
Okay.
With this, yeah.
All right, up next, we will hit the NBA and some of these numbers on the Celtics. Historically good road numbers now for the entire year. We'll run them down for you coming up.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.